do some dumbass news.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
What? Me? What?
All right, so this may be a redemption for AJ, celebrity encounter gone wrong. Right. AJ had a not-so-great moment with Michael Anthony Hall on the show not too long ago.
Hey, guys, good morning to you.
Morning. Wow, it's a totally different. See, now any girl giving their underpants.
What?
What was that?
I said, now any girl give their underpants to you. Remember 16 Candles when he had her underpants?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Total dick.
Yep.
Like, you not know?
Right.
First of all, you're on the show.
Right.
Because why? Because you just want to be on the show?
Right.
No. Because you're promoting something.
Right. Be nice
all right?
to me. Yes.
So, and you want to suck money out of all of us.
Right.
Okay.
So at least pretend.
So
act.
So pretend.
Act. You're an actor.
And are you surprised that someone's fanning out on you?
Right. It must happen a lot.
He's referencing a movie?
Yeah.
And maybe it's a little awkward because he actually thinks you're a thing?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're
yeah,
treat
I got
him.
It. Thank you.
Yeah. Screw you, pal.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, let's get to the audio of an encounter with Michael Anthony Hall at an airport that multiple tribe members sent us. And thank you all for sending.
Thank you.
Can you hear me say the name? Oh, is that, what's his name? Oh, it's the guy from, it's Anthony Michael Hall. Is that Anthony Michael Hall? Is that Anthony Michael Hall?
Looks like he just got off a plane and he's looking for his luggage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to the carousel.
Right.
I just was, I watched Weird Science.
And
oh, no, well, I was doing a live stream and I, okay, sorry. I'm actually waiting for someone else, but I was raised by Weird Science.
Okay, thanks, bro.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, no, I didn't mean to offend you, but you're just an actor. It's not that big of a deal. Yeah. I'm just saying, I grew up on your movie. I'm good, man. Like, I'm not.
What you doing?
No, I'm not stupid. I'm just, we're in a public place,
wow.
Dude. Like, guys, get over yourselves, dude. Yeah, Kelly LeBrock. Like, I grew up on that movie.
Right.
On the telephone, man. On the telephone, man.
That clip to the movie.
Weird Science mm-hmm. was the best movie.
Yeah.
The best movie.
Yeah. And this guy, Anthony Michael Hall.
Right.
Right. Like,
it's
not
one
cool.
guy. It's not like a whole swarm of people and you're overwhelmed. One guy.
First of all, it's 2026 and someone recognized you.
Exactly. You don't
look
like
nothing
yourself.
Like this nerd.
No. No. Now you're fat and bald.
How many people actually see you and say, oh my God.
Right.
It's you.
Yeah. It's Brian from Breakfast Club. Yeah. No. No.
Right. Be happy.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, you know, basically, we kept you alive all these years.
Right. That food you ate?
Yes.
Guess what?
Right, that flight you came in on?
Somehow, that was the dollar that was in my pocket in 1986.
Right, the reason someone wanted you to come here is because there's fans.
Yeah, wherever you're going right now,
that
airplane ticket, by the way,
not family.
We all bought that.
Damn straight.
It's called residuals. Hello.
Yeah. Why would you diss someone like that?
I'm going to get out of here now. Like. I'm not going to keep the camera on him and pester him. I'm doing a live stream, dude. I'm not. You came in it. I was raised on that movie, and probably not for the best. Like, the movie probably corrupted my 6-year-old youth, you know? But it was great, dude. I loved it, and I'm sorry, man. Just saying hi. Like, he told me to turn it off. I'm like, I'm in a public place. That's like me coming up to you while you're filming something and telling you to film.
Now he's getting a little long-winded.
Yeah. And how stupid are you if you are Anthony Michael Hall and someone's filming you and you're being a dick? You think this is going to play well? He's not going to play this anywhere. No, you're an idiot. You're
right.
An idiot.
No one's ever going to see this.
No one's ever going to see. Right. Yeah. Did you take the camera and make him delete it?
Or who is going to defend him?
Exactly. Just play it off. You're an actor.
It's me. I'll defend him. I am not my best self at the airport.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want is someone rushing up to me, shoving a camera in my face, being like, oh, dude, that's like, I don't even know who you are.
But you're in the
back
public.
Up. You got to back up.
But you're in the public.
Let's start with just, what's your name? How about that? Who is this guy?
But
I don't know who you are.
You're also in the public eye and the guy's filming you.
Why are you rushing up to me when I'm talking to somebody?
You want to save face.
I'm at the airport, man.
You want to save face.
I'm just trying to get out of here like everybody else.
People like you.
Get out of my space.
You're an actor. Act like it.
Here's the thing.
Ask me before you pull a camera out.
Now, sorry. You signed up for this.
Yeah.
You got into movies.
Right.
You
to
can't
be recognized.
So the first
part. Are you powering on set right now?
The first part of your career, all you want to do is get talked about, written about, recorded.
You need
and
it.
Then all of a sudden you want to be left alone. I'm sorry. That's not how it works.
Yeah, no. There's no off
and,
switch.
And
no.
By the way,
the
second we go away, now you got problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when folks stop bothering you.
The tiny little molecule of celebrity that we have
that
in this
fleeting
state.
Fleeting fame, yes.
When people walk up to me and say, oh, man, you must get... I'm like, no.
No.
When this goes away...
When you stop doing it.
That's when I'll be troubled.
Problem.
I was in Vegas, and somebody from East Haven was in Vegas, and they were there to see a show, and they came over, and we were talking, and he was like, is this annoying? I'm like, hell no.
No, you stay
opposite.
Here.
Opposite. You just made my day.
Exactly.
I look cool in front of my wife.
Right? Right.
You know, like, this is all good.
Yes.
Keep doing it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Anthony Michael Hall. You know what's mad? You know why he's mad? Because that guy didn't say something he did 6 months ago was great.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
If that guy said that movie that you directed or whatever you did 6 months ago, that was awesome.
Right.
The whole thing changes. It's because he's constantly reminded that he hasn't done anything relevant in the last 40 years.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Screw you, buddy. And AJ, you have been redeemed.
Yes.
AJ had a not so great Anthony Michael Hall moment on the air not so long ago.
Right.
Here it is.
Oh, really?
Guys, good morning to you.
Morning. Wow, it's a totally different. See, now any girl giving their underpants.
What?
What was that?
I said, now any girl give their underpants to you. Remember 16 Candles when you had her underpants?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And he just sounds...
It's not Polish.
He sounds a little snotty.
Like a snot bull, yeah.
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 And then we were just playing... And that's a great moment he just had at an airport, and multiple tribe members sent it and said, you know, maybe it's not AJ.
Yeah, maybe it's
maybe
not
this
AJ.
Guy's just a
Thank
jerk.
Thank you, yes.
And then AJ found some video. Ruth sent it over from TMZ. Anthony Michael Hall's in a swimming pool at a hotel.
Yeah.
And he's like going nuts on everybody.
On everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Not just one person. He's going off, double fingers, everything. Splashing at people.
Yeah.
Just being a real.
He's telling him F you, F you, F you, and F you.
And you can read his lips. He's saying, he's not saying, you know, I'm a friend of yours.
Yeah. Ruth is working on the audio now. We're getting it airworthy.
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep. Eric, Ron Konkama.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
I mean, I appreciate that they were trying to devil's advocate against AJ. But the thing is, people forget that celebrities are humans, they can be flawed too. You know, you could have a bad day or you could just have it could culminate. You know, it's like you said, they got annoyed that you don't recognize them for other roles. I mean, I remember him from The Dead Zone.
Oh, wow.
Right.
He was in a TV show.
Yeah.
But no one remembers that, but he was in that for however long. I mean, that was on for several years.
Or that movie Johnny Be Good. That was such a great movie.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, they're humans too. They, you know, so, I mean, you got to cut them a little bit of slack, you know? I mean, it's tough, but you got to try.
Okay, but the clip that we have of him with AJ, you're right. You are right. People have a bad day, then it gets recorded, and that becomes how they're remembered.
I understand that,
The
yes.
clip of AJ, though, it says a lot because this guy willingly walked on and came on to the show.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's a radio show, and we're hopefully there'll be some fans.
Right. You're promoting
And AJ was fanning out, and the guy was immediately a dick within the first 60 seconds.
Yeah, what's wrong with me? You know, appreciating your work.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Sometimes humans are D-I-C-Ks. But, yeah.
Me dicks?
No, but think about all of the celebrities from our childhood. How many people from our childhood are there multiple audio video clips of them being dicks?
Yeah.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
You just played a song, and I want to know, and no one ever answered this, did he ever find his asshole brother?
No, he never did. Still looking.
I don't know.
Still looking. And that was another dick moment when you brought that up to him.
By the way, we talked to the guy.
Yeah. Gavin.
Gavin Rosdale.
Yeah.
Not a fan of him.
No. No. He also had...
Oh, my God. It's Asshole Festival.
It's Asshole Friday.
Let's be a t-shirt.
All right, Eric. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
You guys have a good one.
You do.
All right. Jason.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So, about, I don't know, 11 or 12 years ago, I met this woman. I was at NAMM in L.A., and she had told me a story. I got to know her pretty well, and she said about 15 or 16 years ago, Anthony Michael Hall proposed to her, and when she said no, he went, like, full stalker on her. He was sending planes to where she lived and trying to get her to get on the plane and go to vacations, and he was sending her gifts. And
wow.
And we were alone for, probably went on for about 2 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. This is all making sense.
Yes. This all makes sense.
Yes. Right, right. The stalker.
The plot thickens.
Right.
The
stalker story.
It's all making sense.
Wow.
Farmer Ted gone bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, you know, like when you're in a hotel swimming pool and your shirt's off,
you're in.
The last thing you want to see is someone with a phone like recording you.
Right.
Especially when you're pasty white. It's that part of the season.
Right.
You've seen no sun.
Yeah.
You're a little flabbier than you want to be.
Right.
Just, and then there's the phone.
Just go to the deep end. Make sure just the head's broken out. Yeah.
But the worst thing to do is to just stay there and engage and splash them and give them double fingers.
Yeah.
You know what you do? You grab your towel.
Yeah.
You wrap yourself up and just say, well, I'm a victim of this success.
Right. I'm going to the gym now. Bye.
Yeah,
I got it. Thank you.
Mike in Milford.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I think he falls in line with, like, the musician that had a one-hit wonder back in the day. And, you know, now, you know, when people see him way later, you know, they've been a musician the whole time, and they might have come out with a bunch of albums since then. And, yeah, but when we see him, you know, it's like we just want to hear that song that they, you know. Right. And there's a bunch of people that get bitter. They, you know, they feel like they've been pigeonholed because of that song. And I think that, you know, he falls in that category.
That's great.
Now he's like, you know.
That's a spot
on. He blames those movies that he made and for not, you know, getting work, you know, later on in life. And even though he did, you know, like I said, but, you know, a lot of people remember him. And he may have lost some work because they were like, oh, you know, aren't you that kid from Weird Science?
It's his cherry pie. He can't move past it.
Can't get out of it.
Yeah.
It's like, Kenny, have you seen all the other stuff? We like this more.
But you're an actor. At least act like you're happy.
Right.
You're an actor. You're the greatest role ever.
That's actually a good point. You are an actor.
Just act like it until you're out of camera.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Right. Hey, thanks so much.
That's a good point.
I love you. I got to go. Listen,
this is your greatest role ever.
I got to go.
You as a nice person. Try it.
Right.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah. Good point, Mike.
And like I said, there's a bunch of musicians out there that, you know, refuse to play some of their, you know, like old big hits, you know, because they're like, you know, I played it 1,000 times and, you know, this and that.
Oasis was that. You know, Radiohead has done that.
The Aldo Novas of the world.
And where are they now?
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys have a great day.
Thank you, brother. You too. The not-so-great celebrity encounter stories starring Anthony Michael Hall.
Right. His greatest role ever.
And it started with this airport interaction he had, and everybody sent it to us.
Yes,
everyone who saw it sent it to us and said, AJ, hey, look at this.
Thank you.
Apparently, you're redeemed right here.
Thank you. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So, and it just keeps building. We just keep hearing calls. We're getting audio on him. He has had a lot of not-so-great encounters with the public.
Yeah, it's sad.
Ruth, the clip that you found, is it airworthy now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Here we go. Swimming pool, hotel, right?
Yep, this is from 2020, and it's in a hotel swimming pool.
All right.
Or me, so kiss my ass, okay? Because Eddie and his mother and his German father don't give a shit. Neither do I about all three of your opinions, so kiss my ass, okay? You know what? Save your opinions.
You need
You know what? I don't give a what you think about me, Rosie O'Donnell.
All the roads are gone.
I'm guessing she's heavy.
Oh, heavy and pasty. I'm not having any idea.
Pasty, white, and heavy. I don't know.
Or just angry.
Angry, brunette,
loud,
comedian, great talk show host.
Yeah.
Maybe she had a koosh ball.
Right? It's like cutie patootie. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Okay. You think, so kiss my ass, okay? You're insane for disrespecting me, okay? Because you're out of line.
You're insane.
You're out of line. And their family's unaffected by you and your attitudes. All three of you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm crazy. Kiss my ass. Film me.
Yeah, I got it.
There.
I got you too. Okay.
Is that what this hotel?
Yeah.
You need to calm down.
There's a Democratic Party. Kiss my ass. You are too small to get the in my way. Get out of my way, Mike. Sir.
Let's go.
Bro, you all three are out of control, and you're disrespectful.
Let's go, Mike.
I love the birds in the background. Like, hey, are you getting all this?
Okay. He's splashing now.
Yeah, now he's splashing.
Disrespectful. Yeah, she's filming him. She's.
Let's go, Mike. Please.
Yeah, please. Film it. Film it.
Mike. Stop.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
Huh. You know,
maybe stay for a role.
Michael, pool time's over, sweetie.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about how you should appreciate being recognized. It's difficult, but you should appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of put yourself out there.
He could be slightly right at times, but you're asking the world to change its behavior for you to be happy.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
You also have to know when to stop.
Yeah.
Like, you made your point. Just move on.
Right.
I lived on a busy road, and I just thought, I'm never going to live on a busy road again.
Yeah.
I wasn't putting signs out like, this is, people live here.
Right. Like, slow down. Keep
it's like, look, you're not going to change the behavior of drivers on your busy road.
Ain't
They're going to be not paying attention, speeding,
right,
throwing things out the window.
They don't care, yeah.
Trash, yep. Radio's loud. It's like, Anthony Michael Hall, you live on a busy road.
Right, exactly.
Get used to it.
Right.
The world is not going to change unless you change. You're going to be miserable until you die.
Right, find your happiness.
Find your happiness.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.